The Sunday Dead Set Legends. Every Sunday morning from 10 on 104.7 Triple M. Thanks to CMI Toyota.
South Australia's number one Toyota dealer and the home of the one-hour express service.
Triple M.
Oh, goodness gracious me. Fair dinkum. How did Port lose that bloody game last night? I'm shattered as I welcome to the program. Oh, my sparring part, I'm still recovering. Andrew Newton, Jarman, how did they lose that game?
Good morning, Cage. Good morning,
Adelaide. It's not a good morning.
It's a cruel game, Cagey. It's a cruel game of football. That's why we love it. That's why we embrace it. It was a magnificent performance last night by both sides. But Port Adelaide obviously devastated.
Shattered.
But that was not the reason why they lost the game in terms of that free kick.
Well, why did they lose it?
Poor goal
why?
Kicking, KG. Poor ball use, skill level. The basic fundamentals they didn't do well. They were courageous. They played with their heart. But if you don't have polish and skill level, you don't win those type of games of football. Dixon was outstanding. Dixon dragged him on his shoulders to get him back in that game.
He did.
But you don't kick six behinds. You know, but the KG, they're the fundamentals. Now, that decision by the umpire, I don't blame that umpire.
It was a shocker.
Yeah, I agree with you. That was the incorrect decision. That was holding the ball. It wasn't a free kick around the neck.
Exactly.
Shuey exploited that interpretation. So it's the rules committee again who have stuffed up our game. Paddy Ryder, how unlucky was he when they didn't get a goal when he didn't nominate for the ruck? What about that stupid rule? And then what about the review system? There was two of them. Weren't they touched off the boot? So it had everything last night, KG.
Fair dinkum.
But what it had was the West Coast Eagles now go into the next week's final.
But what an amazing finish. West Coast Eagles get into the finals by 0.05 of a percent.
Yes, they do.
In beating Adelaide.
Yep.
They come to town and they knock off Port Adelaide. In an unbelievable
game. It's a brutal game, KG.
Oh,
it's a brutal game. And those Port Adelaide players and their fans will be absolutely gutted today.
Oh, they'd be shattered.
But they let the game slip.
I couldn't believe
it. KG, you've got to remember, if you don't do the fundamentals right and if you don't stick to your structures, you'll get hurt in this elite game. There's no room for error, KG. And that's what happened last night. Dicko, 3 goals, 6.
Oh,
you know, and McGovern had 15 uncontested marks or marks.
How did he
15?
Do that?
That's the question you've got to ask the people down at Alberton, the coaching staff.
Fair dinkum, honestly.
So, there you go. Port Adelaide miss out by a beast.
That's their season.
That's their season done.
That's how their season finished.
Their season is done.
Port Adelaide. Well, look, I want to throw the lines open after this particular break.
I thought you'd do this.
Well, I want the Port Adelaide fans to jump on the phone when I come back.
Was that a free kick to Luke Shuey? Is that the question?
The question is, was that a free kick? Now, it's not under the interpretation of the rules. It's not.
Can I read it?
Read it.
AFL, under the AFL rules this year, play on is called if the ball carrier is responsible for contact via a shrug,
yep,
arm lift,
yep,
or ducking. Umpire, play it on. Play on. Play on. Umpire got it wrong with the interpretations last night with that Luke Shuey.
I totally agree.
That was the rule that came in this year.
Yep. Polak grabbed him below the shoulder as he went to turn around.
There you go.
He ducked.
We're going to get Jars and KG to pull it apart next. We've also got Curls on the show, Chris Davies and Mick Godden. But next, one of the most controversial umpiring decisions this season.
Oh, yeah.
And we need you to sort it out for us. You can have a go on Twitter, Triple M Adelaide, or you can give us a call, 133353. Sunday, Dead Set Legends for CMI Toyota.
Kick and Shuey got the goal and they got home by 2 points. But look, folks, the question we're asking this morning, jump on the phone, 133353. Was that a genuine free kick to Shuey? Was it a free kick to Shuey or not?
KZ, Port's Ollie Wines said this after the game about their defensive setup regarding that free kick.
Quality side like West Coast, you can't give them that opportunity, and look, we're in the wrong spots at that last defensive 50 stoppage, and it's cost us our season. So there's some pretty hurt boys at the moment, but I guess you got to learn from it and move on. There's nothing we can do about
it
now.
He's hurting.
Defensive 50 stoppage with that boundary throw in.
Unbelievable. Cost him the season. 133353. Give us a call, folks. Was that a free kick to Shuey or not? I don't believe it was.
Michael of Hallett Cove. G'day, Mick.
G'day, mate. How are you today?
How are you?
Yeah, I'm a bit devastated, actually.
Was it a free kick, Michael?
Mate, I play footy in the country, and I would have got castrated if I would have given that one a free kick. Absolutely disgraceful.
But you didn't lose the game because of that free kick overall, did you, Michael?
Was pretty average
overall, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, but
but what?
Well, they did lose the game because of that.
16 behinds.
I understand
they're fundamentals. You've got to get them right in finals football.
But we got to the stage where the game was in the balance, and from my perspective, the umpire called it wrong, and so that's cost them the game in my view.
Trevor of York Peninsula. G'day, Trev.
How you going, Charles?
Good.
Hey, how about the free kick that Petrie gave away a couple of minutes before that?
What did he do? What was that one, Trev?
Right in the goal square, mate. Come on, KG. Speak up, mate. Did you see that one? Was that a free kick?
Probably not, no.
No. Now you've... South Australia keep whinging about the umpires. You do all the time, mate.
No, we're not whinging.
Why we don't win anything?
We're just saying to you and asking you the question... Was it a free kick? Now, okay, the Petrie...
Go back to the Petrie one.
Well, I'm not going back
right
to the Petrie one.
Oh, you're unbelievable, mate.
No, was the Shuey a free kick?
Well, it was paid, so
well, I know
get
it was
it.
Paid, but you're dodging the issue. I'm asking you a very simple question. I answered the one about Petrie.
Well, I'm happy with it being a free kick.
Right, yeah. Fair enough. Okay, well, that's where you and I differ. Fair enough.
Yeah. Good on you, Trev. Thanks for your call. Stevie of Semaphore Park. G'day, Steve.
How you doing, mate?
Good, mate.
I thought the free kick, they were probably a little bit stiff in the end. Because you definitely contributed to it, but it's always the umpire's going to see the hand slip up and high and pay that every time. But I thought Port were pretty lucky anyway. There was a couple of free kicks there with the one definitely looked out on the full that they kicked, and then there was another one that was given deliberate against Gaff. That was an absolute joke. He just turned around and snapped it under pressure
wasn't a
to get
free
it out of the area.
Yeah,
that wasn't a free kick. That was terrible.
Yeah,
but if I could, fellas, the part that I really don't like, and I don't know why the AFL allow it, is Port being able to play their never tear us apart right before the bounce. It's meant to be a neutral venue, and I just think that's ridiculous that they should have that... chest pumping vibrato right before the bounce. If they want to do that, fine, but do it before the fellas line up for the anthem. You know, when it's a neutral venue, it's just disgusting for the opposition side that's got to come here. I mean, Richmond had to put up with it as well. I don't think it's right.
It's a neutral venue.
Yeah, but it was Port's home game because they finished higher than the Eagles, so they're allowed to play that there.
It's a home game for Port Adelaide.
Good on you, mate.
On Twitter as well, at Triple M Adelaide, we want to know if that free kick to Shuey cost Port Adelaide Football Club their season. At the moment, a progressive update. 11% of people, only 11%, say it was a bad call. 89% say it was the right decision.
Well, it's a bad interpretation of the game. Read the interpretation out again. When it came out start of the year and all the coaches and players would have gone through the video, under the AFL rules this year, play is called if the ball carrier, KG, is responsible for contact via a shrug, arm lift,
or a duck,
which is what we saw last night, or duck. And the umpire must say, play on, boys, play on.
Well, then it wasn't a free kick.
And the umpire got it wrong.
Unbelievable.
Or the rules committee got it wrong, not the umpire.
Someone's got it bloody wrong. Mm. And Port Adelaide are suffering because of it.
Well, at the moment, South Australians gridlocking our phones on 133353. We've got to take more calls after it. You can keep piping up on Twitter at Triple M Adelaide. Gee, we'll do that next. Points.
Twitter family's piped up, KG. Hey, KG, this is from Matty Parbs. Hey, KG, if Gray or Wingard didn't get paid that free and lost, you'd be whinging it should have been paid.
No, see, that's hypothetical.
You would have been whinging, though. But Matty makes a good point. If that was a Port Adelaide player...
I'd be saying the same thing.
Oh,
see, you don't believe me now.
I do believe you. Dave of Crude Devils said, if it was there, remember the ump has to make a split decision. High is high. Pollock should have gone down lower. Technique.
Well, he grabbed him below the shoulder first. Then he twisted into it, Shuey. And as a consequence, Pollock's arm jumped up around his neck.
Mr. Shuey says, stop umpiring bashing KG. Accept the decision and move on. He also says, KG, you're a former umpire. You know how hard it is the job is. Did you ever make a wrong call?
Of course I did. All umpires make wrong calls. I'm talking about the Shuey one.
Alex of Newton. G'day, Alex.
How you going, boys? Good, thanks.
Talk to us, Alex.
Yeah, boys, I'm sorry, mate, but definite free kick for one. I know it's a split-second call, but the umpire had to make it. Elimination final, last 20 seconds, is a bit harsh, but, you know, Sui got the job done.
Well, he got it done for his side, no doubt, but under the guidelines of the interpretation of the rule, it was not a free kick.
Yeah, that's right, KG, but has that been paid all year?
Well, I don't give a stuff with being paid all year.
I don't think that's. I think that's the first time I've seen that free kick being paid.
I haven't seen too many, but I don't care about all year. I'm talking about yesterday, last night.
All right, boys. Well, yeah, West Coast are into a semi.
There you go.
Yeah, good on you, Alex.
Good on you, mate. Call. Roger of Ringle Farm. Roger.
Yeah, go, guys.
Was it a free kick or not?
Well, we got back from the show last night and watched the last quarter, and it looked like a free kick.
Yeah, it may have looked like one, but it wasn't.
But that didn't cost Port the game.
What did?
What cost Port the game was their kicking.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
They had so many more shots at goal than West Coast.
Yep.
If they kicked straight, they would have won. This argument would have been over.
Yeah. Totally agree. You kicked 16 behinds on a beautiful night of football, and your superstar Dixon, who was wonderful, kicked
was great.
Six behinds. He kicked 3 goals, 6.
Yeah, that hurt him.
Well, there you go. That sums it up in a nutshell, doesn't it?
That's what Kenny said. And your field kicking before half time was very average. I think you ran 31% disposal efficiency. You can't win finals playing that stuff.
That definitely hurt them. You can't deny that. But
good on you, Rog. Joshy of Moana. G'day, Josh.
G'day, boys. How you going?
Good, Josh.
Yeah, a bit fiery.
KG, are you dead set or what?
What was that?
Are you dead set, KG, or what?
What do you mean, am I dead set?
His right hand's over the shoulder at the initial point of contact.
No, it wasn't. No, it was not. If you go back and get the film of that, it clearly shows that Polek's arm was below the shoulder.
No, I've watched it.
Obviously, just go and borrow someone's glasses because you haven't got it right.
You mate, you got to go to Specsavers, brother.
Just have a bow peep at it, old son.
Hey, well, we might as well get used to it, mate. The Crows will go out next week.
Oh. are you a South Australian or not?
Yes, he is. Good on you, Josh. Good on you, buddy. Have a good one. James of North Haven. G'day, Jimmy.
G'day, mate. How you going?
Good,
g'day,
Jimmy.
KG, Uncle KG.
G'day, Jimmy.
Was it there or not?
Listen, now, we've played footy all our lives. My dad played for Port Adelaide back in the 60s. The rules are interpretation below the shoulder to the waist. You tackle, okay? As soon as the player ducks and you've grabbed him, his hand was around the neck, you knew it was going to be a free kick. Even though it hurts, I saw it. It's a free kick. Shit, it's a free kick. And they lost the game over that one. But besides that, their first quarter was pathetic.
Yep, I agree.
It was terrible, yeah.
It was absolutely pathetic. So they didn't start off the game good. Nah. So, in other words, they didn't play their full game of footy. They only played 2.5 quarters.
Yeah, but, James, so, okay, we might as well throw out the umpire's coach, the rules committee, because they introduced that new rule this year to the game of football. If a player ducks or dives under the arm, it's called play on. That's not a free kick.
But it didn't look like a duck, KG. Oh. It didn't look like a duck. If you have a look at it,
I don't think
KG,
he ducked.
I agree with you.
I agree with James. With yeah.
He swiveled.
Look, he didn't
KG,
duck.
I agree
he
with
didn't
you
duck.
What you're saying with the rules. Yeah. But he did it in a duck, but it was a professional duck.
Yeah, he lifted his arm. See, and that's that.
So you want to win? You want to win the game? That's how you win the game. Mm. You got to play dirty to win the game.
Good on you, James.
Duck's a duck in my book.
A very Ange from Kidman Park, a very good friend of ours. How are you feeling today, mate?
Oh, mate, empty. But saying that, guys, there's a lot of factors that last didn't cost us the game.
No.
One issue that no one actually has even brought up, in the first quarter, West Coast were kicking for goal. There was no shot clock, and he took about 45 seconds to kick the ball. And they're not kicking a goal, right? Mm. Now, I would like to know, look, we didn't deserve to win the game. Our disposal was terrible. Mm. Our kicking for goal was terrible. But I want to please explain to me, AFL, in the first quarter, West Coast took a mark inside the 50, set shot,
yep.
No shot clock. All the Port players are pointing up to the scoreboard to see what's going on.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
And he took about 45 seconds to kick the ball.
Gee, so what happened, what happened to the shot clock then? Did it?
I would like to know. That was the most telling thing out of the whole lot, where the rule book's the rule book. You know, but I want to find out from the AFL why the shot clock did not start in the first quarter when West Coast were kicking for goal.
We'll ask the SMA, mate. We'll find out what happened.
And also one other thing, I think we got the selection wrong too, guys. Jackson Tringo should have played last night.
Oh, mate.
Well, that's another story.
And he's not playing today either. They can't play today.
Boys, he sold his house in South Australia. He's on his way.
Okay,
Western Bulldogs.
Thank you.
Keith of Highbury. G'day, Keith.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
You going to have a crack at KG?
Oh, what?
Of course I'm going to have a crack at KG. KG, are you saying that a player can't try and shrug a tackle or break a tackle?
No.
It's up to the tackler to make the tackle stick legally, right? Number one. Number two, that didn't cost Port the game. What cost to Port the game was the atrocious first quarter and the crap kicking for goal.
How many times have you seen Joel Selwood, who's a wonderful player, when tackled, duck his head or get himself into a position where the arm slips up and he's grabbed high? How many times have you seen that? Because that was identical to what Shuey did last night.
Ducking the head is fair to play on, but Shuey didn't duck the head. He lifted the arm to try and break the tackle keep going.
He tried to shrug the tackle there.
Right now, come on, Cage. Hang on, Cage. Let me finish. You're starting to sound like the whinging bloody Poms, mate. Right? Jesus. Were you born in London? Did you play for the...
I'm born in Adelaide.
English cricket team or something?
Born in
Adelaide. Keep going, Keith. Go.
Nah, Cage, you got it wrong, mate. I mean, if Port played well in the first quarter...
Yeah.
Straight, if their field kicking was good and if their discipline was good, without paying so many errant free kicks, they would have won the game.
But they wouldn't
have progressed any further. I mean, Port, West Coast, even Geelong are just making up the numbers. It's the Sydney, Adelaide and Richmond three-peat race.
They're the three. That's it. I agree.
20 seconds
Can
ago.
I have a prize for Keith, please?
Oh, yeah, thought he was very good. Hey, no, absolutely. Yeah. What we're going to do is we're going to get you the AFL Team Zone packs. You can get them from newsagents now. They're the ones in the green pack, and they are very, very, good very, very good. KG, a rebuttal from you on that from Keith?
Well, he's wrong.
No, but KG, we teach our players to try and break tackles, shrug tackles. And then give it. That's what we teach our kids to do, KG. And that's what Shuey did last night.
Under the new interpretation.
Yeah, I understand that. But he didn't duck. He didn't duck.
I must have been fair to him.
I've watched it about 10 times last night. I watched it closely. He did not duck.
He shrugged
the tackle. Jared Polak probably should have gone down a little bit lower. Just a bit more lower. That's technique as well. But it's fast. It's furious. They're tired. Mate.
Well, just throw the rule book out the door.
The rule book stuffed anyway. Well, now we've got umpires have to nominate to the umpire. Oh, I'm going for the rucky. Surely the field umpire would know these two are 6'9" ruckmen just about to compete for a stoppage. Why in the hell do they have to nominate? And Paddy Ryder, he got pinged because lucky they didn't get a goal out of that. Then there's an uproar.
81% of the Twitter family at Triple M Adelaide say it was the right decision. That free kick to Shuey, you can keep piping up online and on 1-3-3-5.
What a dramatic finish. As we've said earlier in the program, Jars, it was last night, Port Adelaide versus the Eagles. How did Port Adelaide
lose? Heartbreak, KG. Heartbreak for the footy club.
Shattered I was watching the game. Let's welcome to the program a man who's done it all in his lifetime in the world of footy, the one and only Donald Neil Curley. Curls, welcome to the show. And how did Port lose that bloody game last night?
First of all, thank you, boys. And, you know, when it happened, my memory went back to 1964 in the preliminary final when some Port Adelaide bloke by the name of Mead was given a free kick by some stupid bloody umpire whose name happened to be Ken Cunningham. And he kicked a goal after the siren to knock us out of the preliminary final.
Oh, I remember that vividly.
Was it a free kick, Knuckles?
No, it was holding the ball.
Cheapest. So was that a free... So, Carol's...
I guess under the laws of the game, the original bit of attack on the first second was a bit high.
Yeah.
But then, of course, as you know... No, sorry, it was good. My apology. Was good.
Yeah.
But he did a Selwood. He slipped dropped his shoulder. The arm came up around the... Yeah. And the umpire... I don't think he had anything else to do but pay the free kick.
Yeah, it was just one of those calls.
He did get it wrong. He got the interpretation wrong because the rule says, KG and Knuckles, that the player is called if the ball carrier is responsible for contact via a shrug, arm lift or a duck, it's play on.
Exactly right. That was not a free kick last night. under the laws of the game.
Hey, just try and put your umpire's hat on.
Yeah, I know.
And just imagine the bloody pressure the poor bugger would have been under. Holy Jesus. And it's the hometown that's getting it against them.
Yep.
But that's what didn't cost them the game, Kells, did it last night?
No, I've got it written down here.
All right.
Bad start.
Yep.
And poor ball use, particularly goal kicking, is not a good mix.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't win games by... They recovered from the bad start, but then, of course, didn't quite finish off the goal kicking.
Gee, I thought early, Kells, when Petri, buddy, Kennedy and Darling ran right, I thought this is going to be a matter of how far. And I thought Kenny Hinkley had erred by not playing Jackson Trengo, but goodness gracious. They recovered from that, but 10-16, Kells, how do you do that?
Well, look, it happens. In any sport, we all know that you have your ups and your downs, you have your good days when you sink putts and you miss putts. Same thing happened in goal shooting, all this type of bloody stuff. But I've got to pick on one bloke.
Ooh.
Before the game, I had Ryder down as my key player.
So did I.
And the player that would go a long way towards winning the game for Port Adelaide. And he had an absolute stinker.
He did, didn't he, Kells?
Oh, mind you, some of those bloody boundary umpires have got to start doing some press-ups so they can throw the... How many... He played from the back on boundary throwing.
He did, yeah.
And the ball was thrown short. So short all the time. The poor devil, he couldn't... But he's got enough bloody brains to put himself in front.
And that's what you tell your ruckman. Get front spot at all boundary throwings.
Yeah, that's what KG told me when I was mucking around playing a bit of rugby. Kells, get in front, get in front.
Kells, what about the ruckman have to nominate to go up for the...
Oh, how stupid.
What's happened to our game, Knuckles?
Oh, Christ almighty, that was absolutely ridiculous. Ridiculous. Like, I know the umps are under pressure. They are really under pressure because the game is so much faster now, so much more tackling, so much more congestion. But a lot of them are missing out on a lot of things that they're missing out on. But never mind. You've got to put up with it. That's the game.
Now, Kells, what about the Crows? How impressive were they in your mind?
Well, I remember reading an article on Thursday, the Advertiser, and it was Jenkins that was saying how close-knit and how they've been brought together.
Yep.
It's not only on the ground that they're doing the right thing.
Correct.
It's off the ground there, apparently, because I know in Westies 83... The feeling was there when you walked in the room. Now, there's a great team spirit of the Crowland.
Yep.
They're good start, first for quite some time, and pressure kept going. And they're gonna take a bit of beating.
I reckon it'll be a Richmond Crows grand final, Knuckles. There you go. I'm uncupping.
You reckon we've got to beat Sydney? Are we?
Yeah, we'll have to beat Sydney because they'll beat Geelong.
So we'll play him in the prelim.
Okay. Right. Now we won't start that Heath boy on Buddy again, will we? Because he won't be there.
No.
And I guess we will put Tally, the right man, to be on him.
Yeah.
Let's hope.
Yep.
But I was impressed with Hardigan.
Yes.
I'm not a great fan of his.
No.
But I was certainly impressed with his performance on Thursday night. I was very impressed with Brown on that little number four rooster. I thought that was good.
Yeah.
Talia did a good holding job on that big fellow in the forward pocket.
Yep.
And I thought all our backs were good. And, of course, the Crouch boys, haven't they come alive?
They've been sensational. Absolutely.
Since that fellow called Dangerfield has left the Crows, Douglas has been reborn.
Hasn't he?
That's a good point.
And Jacobs, of course, was excellent.
Unbelievable. Well, Kells, we look forward to a magnificent run home now. Port Adelaide, their season's over. Tragedy last night, but hey, that's footy, Kells.
It is. All right, fellas.
Catch up, Kells.
Good stuff, Knuckles.
Good chat.
Thanks,
All
Kells.
The best, son.
Donald Neil Curley. I love talking to Kells. Absolutely. Spot on about Douglas. His game the other night was fantastic.
I gave him best player.
And Paddy Ryder, I said yesterday on Triple M, he was the key. And didn't get a bit,
no,
didn't
he
get
just,
a sniff.
Yeah, he got frustrated at Paddy Wright. He's been wonderful this year for Port Adelaide, the All-Australian Ruckman.
Yep.
But KG, there's one team left that's still alive in the state.
That's the Crows. Okay, back to your league.
The Bull. Now, KG, yesterday, KG on Dead Set yesterday with Tyson.
Yep.
I was in the car and I nearly ploughed into a bunch of bins. A bunch of bins that were just about to be, out the front of an establishment. When you said this...
When I saw GWS arm in arm, us standing as we stood, and the anthem being played, it looked ordinary from my point of view. And I don't think he used the national anthem to intimidate the opposition.
Well, what's wrong with that?
They weren't intimidating.
Well, why did they do
they it? It was gamesmanship.
Well, what's the difference? Intimidating
or gamesmanship? It wasn't intimidating. They weren't intimidating. They were very respectful
let me
of the national
it.
Anthem.
You don't use gamesmanship to gain advantage while the national anthem's being played.
That's not they weren't intimidating. Oh. They weren't being disrespectful.
Well, I didn't.
I totally disagree what you said yesterday. Well, way.
Well, look.
They were very respectful of the national anthem.
Look, in every other part of that performance, the Crows were magnificent. Source, Brodie Smith, fantastic. But that was not a good look from my point of view. And I'll stick by my guns. It's when you look at our line compared to GWS, where they're embracing each other and showing some bonding.
Did it work?
And all that.
Did it work for GWS? Well, got smashed by 36 points.
That had nothing. That's immaterial.
Gamesmanship. That's what it was.
Well, you don't use the national anthem.
Very respectful.
For gamesmanship. Not at all. Not for one moment.
Yeah, you got that one wrong, mate. I normally support you, but you got that one wrong.
Oh, I normally support me. You haven't supported me all morning.
I can say that was the bit where we're meant to talk about after 11. Because whenever you two have a bit of a ruckus in the studio.
Well, he's the one that's been complaining.
Well, it's true. What we'll do is we might throw this open after 11 o'clock.
Yeah, I'd like to get the family's opinion on it.
Well, I got smashed yesterday.
Yeah, well, so you should.
Behind the scenes.
I'm sticking to my guns. There's some big interviews coming your way. We'll talk to Chris Davies from the Port Adelaide Footy Club, the GM, and also Mickey Godden on the eve of some big SNFL games today at the glorious Adelaide Oval.
Before we went to the news, we had a little bit of a debate about the Adelaide Crows national anthem stare down.
Yep.
And you didn't like
it. Not one bit.
I thought they were respectful and I had no issue with it whatsoever. CJ on the Twitter family, yep. Gamesmanship. Complete disrespect. Not one Crows player sang our national anthem. Be proud of the national nation with this game. Now, we are CJ, and I'm with you, CJ. I get a bit grumpy when I'm sitting in the lounge room or at a game and I don't see our boys sing the song. And Sam Jacobs was the only Crows player that sang the song. So when the cameras pan along all those players when they're lining up, I count how many players sing the song.
Correct.
And Sam Jacobs was the only one.
Well, that
Port Adelaide had about five or six last night singing the song.
But that's my point. And we take it further. The Americans, when they're in a line and the anthem is playing,
hand on heart, and sing club, and they sing the.
That's
the national,
why you don't use that.
So all our players should be singing the national anthem.
Well
the cricketers do.
That's
one of my pet hates.
Well,
I always used to out loud.
Well, that's the point I'm making. Now, you agree with me.
No, but we're talking about the stare down. That's completely different.
If you got the stare down, you're going to sing a bloody
good
song.
Good stuff, CJ. Ty of Mount Compass. G'day, Ty. Help me out.
Yeah, mate. AG, let's start by saying, look, I love your patriotism, and I'm a patriot myself, and I love my country and all that. But you know what? I think it was more of an insult to the GWS fans. But the only thing the Giants did all night as a team was arm in arm singing that anthem. And then the siren blew, there were a bunch of individuals.
It's a good point.
No, you see.
It's a good point.
Well, the fact is that I love my country.
Well, you all do.
Well, but then respect the song.
But they did. But if you. Should you sing the song if you want to respect the song?
Sing the song. And I've been saying that for yonks.
All our players should be encouraged to sing it.
And I was
pre-game.
Told, all the sides, not just our clubs. I can remember doing a silly thing on Radio 5DM when I first started there, when Port Adelaide, who I love to see them beaten and so forth, when they got beat this day playing a final, I played the last post. And the phones went absolutely bunter. And I had to apologise. Paul Linton, the then general manager, come racing down the stairs, get that off.
What made you do that?
Well, stupid. Absolutely stupid.
Jeez.
And ever since then, I've learnt to respect that and respect the national anthem. And I didn't think that was the right thing
good
to do.
Good on your tie, Steve at Glendalk North. G'day, mate.
G'day, boys. How you going?
Yep, the crow stare down. What'd you think?
Mate, loved it.
What they needed
was like the Romans and the Trojans. They just needed a shield and a spear, and it was like, ready to go.
It's a game of footy. Yeah.
No, I loved it, mate.
I was so proud of the boys. Yeah, and they were respectful. They stood still while the national anthem was on. They were just linked up beautifully. And I loved it. And same here. You know, and they weren't being disrespectful whatsoever. KG.
No, not at all.
Well, it was gamesmanship.
You can link up as a team. That's fantastic. You can have your hands in the front or hands behind. It doesn't matter. The boys were respectful.
As you just said, they used gamesmanship while the national anthem was being played. I don't think it was...
Jars KG, something we have never done on Dead Set Legends before. We're doing it right now.
Good on you, Halos. Yes, we're going back to school, Jars. We're going back to school. We're going to do the Port Adelaide report card. We want to hear from our listeners. How would you rate Port Adelaide's season?
Changes?
No, not so much changes, but
you just want a report card.
Yeah, report card from the fans.
Oh, well, what are you grading them?
I would say it's a pass, just a pass.
Well, was that a C minus or a C plus? Or was that a B?
It was probably a C, I reckon.
You're giving it a C?
Well, I reckon.
They played finals.
Yeah, they're out.
I'm giving them a B plus. I thought they were, you know, they.
Would you? Well,
absolutely.
Perhaps a B, but the report card is that it's just a pass for me.
Just a pass.
Ooh. Yep.
Hey, I just got off the phone also, and this may help the report card, I suppose, but 1-3-5-3, if you were there post-game when President David Koch ripped into the players.
What
happened? Ripped into the players.
When, last night?
He basically said to the boys, you've been given everything, or wherever you've been given everything that we've given you. You've got everything you've asked for, we've given you. And you've dished up that.
He said that publicly.
And I think a few of the people in that room were very disappointed with his comments. A lot of them were shaking their head. And he's entitled to his opinion. You know, in the past, wouldn't Port Adelaide be going, look, boys, well done, we played finals. We can build on next year.
It's a pass.
Well, Koshy's not happy. So Koshy is not happy.
He said this.
He's pointing some fingers.
He said this after the game.
Post-game. Ripped into the players.
Do the supporters?
Ripped into the players.
The players were there and heard it, obviously.
Well, must have been, yeah. And even said some players just want to be AFL players and that's it.
You're kidding me?
That's harsh, isn't it?
Ooh, that's tough.
Now, I know what you try and do is be very measured and balanced after a loss like that, KG, as a coach or as an administrator.
You've got to be.
Sometimes you probably should leave it till Monday.
Yeah, let it cool.
When the dust settles and you've calmed down.
Yep.
Now, we know Koshy's a very passionate and he's been wonderful for the footy club. But I don't know. I think he's upset a few people with that comment, with those comments to the players post game. Now, if you were there, give us a call. You don't have to use your name, but
anonymous.
Anonymous, yeah. So there you go. Add that to the report card.
Yeah, absolutely. And that was a little bit of mail that Jars had. So allegedly, that's not based in fact in any way, shape, or form. That's just the mail we've got. 133353. We want to know, what grade do you give Port Adelaide Football Club's 2017 campaign?
Yep.
At the moment, online boys, 5% giving them an A.
An A?
29% B, 34% C, and 32% did not pass.
No, I'd go. I reckon I'd go for the 29%.
The B.
Yeah,
but you said a C.
No. Well, I'm just trying to work. No, probably a C.
I'm glad you're not a school teacher.
We're doing the Port Adelaide report card now, folks. Would you give them a pass or was it a fail year? Your thoughts on the performance of the.
So, what'd you give them? B.
No,
a B or a minus
no,
C or a plus C?
C plus.
Yeah, Roger.
I reckon just a pass.
All right.
And just going back to your comments about.
David Koch.
David Koch. Mm. Gee whiz. Mm. That's
post game ripped into the players.
Ripped into the players.
This is the intel I've got. And
if anybody was there and heard it, can you give us a call?
And a lot of the people in the room weren't happy, were disappointed with his comments.
Okay.
And he's entitled to his comments because he's the president.
Yep.
And look, that's David. We know how passionate. It is, but the players don't deserve a tirade like that.
Not after a game like that. 133353 is our number, folks. Go do it.
Carly of Riverton. G'day, Carly.
Hey, mate. How you going?
Good.
Good, Carly.
Talk to us.
Yeah, I'll give the boys a pass, maybe a B-. When we're on, we're on. When we're off, we're off. We didn't play four quarters of footy all year.
Yeah.
That's a fair assessment.
It's hard to do these days. Carly, to play four quarters of footy, but again, you still got to try and beat those top eight sides during the year, don't you?
Yeah, absolutely. Yep.
But the fact that they made the finals, Carly, I think is a pass for them for sure.
Yep.
Because And to go down the way they went down last night, goodness gracious me, I'm filthy on that.
Price, please, Hader.
Yeah, congratulations, Carly. You and a mate are off to the one night in September, thanks to Sporty's Bar and Arena, the best place to watch every finals footy live this September. And that's going to be big. Tickets for that are very hard
to get. Is it, Hader?
Yeah, it really is.
How would you know? You've been away for 3 weeks.
Well, you got tickets.
Good on you, Carly.
Thanks, boys.
Good on you, Carly.
Waltzing around Noosa, huh? Weren't you, Hado, eh? Yeah, with your plums hanging out.
Oh.
Mick of Modbury Heights. G'day, Mick.
Hey, boys. How are you?
Pass or fail for Port Adelaide's report card?
Absolute fail. Mick. I think, and this is really where passion comes into judging these things separately from football clubs and sport. If you don't win the grand final, you've failed.
Oh, no.
Absolutely. Every team in every competition strives to win the competition.
Yeah, Mick, it's so hard to win the flag. As Jars would know, it's a tough job. But, like, they've come from two poor years, or disappointing years, and they've made the finals. That's got to be a pass.
Well, they can build up for next year, but they've still failed this year. Easy.
So if the Crows play in a grand final, Mick, and they lose that grand final, is that a pass or a fail?
That's a fail. Passionate Swans man.
Yes.
And St George Illawarra fan.
Right.
And I went through lots and lots of pain through the 90s and 2000s, and we failed in 91, 92, 97, all of them. Yep. It was a fail. And it's just so heartbreaking to do the hard work, but then lose the big one. 2010, and when the Swans won, leaping Leo Barry, what a legend.
There he is.
And, you know, that's the success that you judge sport differently than normal business or
sport. See, Mick, you're a tough man, Mick. Thank you for your call. You're a tough man.
You're a tough teacher in your day. Mark of Seaford. G'day, Mark.
Morning, fellas.
Mark. Right,
come on, mate.
Hey, I'm disagreeing with the last bloke, even though I'm a Swan supporter myself.
Mm.
I'll give him a solid B.
Yep, good.
For the year. Mm-hmm. I thought they played reasonably well. Last night, though, that's an F. That's a failure.
Yep.
Without a doubt. If you just look at the difference between Richmond and Port Adelaide last night, it's like night and day.
Yep.
Specifically, I would criticise the defence. Right? The strategy was it was non-existent. I would go as far to say as they were putting strategies in place that you can try out in week one and two rather than playing finals football, which we all know is man up, right? Now, we had people last night over, kids, you know, all sorts of people. Everybody was screaming at that TV in the final quarter, man up.
Mm.
We don't care about your dumbass zone.
Yep.
Get on your players, for God's sake.
Yeah. Give it a 50-50 contest, don't you?
It was interesting. Gee,
thanks, mate. We've got to keep moving.
The Twitter polls, you know, says here that only 5% give them an A, 29% give them a B, 34% C, and 32% said they failed.
Gary of the Riverland. G'day, Gaz.
How you going, guys? How you going, KG? My old neighbour from back in the 70s.
Good on you, Gaz.
Well, don't sound too excited.
Yeah, good. Thank you, Gary.
Don't sound too excited.
I'm excited.
Gaz makes an effort to say hello to you, and, you know, they give me stuff about it.
Nothing's changed, mate. Nothing's changed.
Sorry, Gaz.
It's unbelievable. How are you, Gaz? All right, mate?
Good. Now, look, for the season, I've got to give him a fail.
Gaz. Gee, Gary, so many
times during the season, you can take last night's game, 108 minutes they were chasing to get in front. 108 minutes.
Yeah.
They did that in so many games where they had to chase. They're not going to win. They're not going to win a season. They're not going to have a good season if they keep having to chase. Get in front, stay in front.
I would have thought, Gary, making the finals surely has to be a pass. To be a pass.
No.
Well, there you go.
They were lucky to get there. I wanted them to win last night. I really wanted them to win last night, only because I know that the Crows can beat them.
Good on you, Gaz. Good on you, Gaz.
Hey,
just Twitter family, boys. James said, boys, remember Port had a very soft draw this year?
They did.
It'll be very, very different next year.
They did have a very good draw, but the acid test was on Kenny Hinkley in the first, six or seven games that he had to get some improvement. It has to be a pass, no doubt about that.
So basically, we've tallied up what the family have graded Port season.
Yeah.
KG, Jars, producer Jared, myself, and Port's report card for the 2017 season ends with a
failure.
B minus.
B minus.
As an average, a B minus season. And a lot of those there stats coming through from the fact that they are, like it or not, we're in the finals. There you go.
Fair enough. B minus. Gee whiz. And
What's wrong?
I'm disappointed about Koshy's remarks.
Well, I'm telling you, I just had another phone call about it.
I'm surprised.
I think there's something on Facebook too about it.
On
what he said.
On Koshy's Facebook.
I don't know, but we'll follow that up. But yeah.
And he's had a real crack at the players.
Ripped into the players post game. Yep. Ripped into them. Said, we're giving you everything you want. You want this, we've given it to you, and that's not acceptable.
Oh,
so, and, mate, Port, well done. The play finals, it's not easy.
No,
there's 18 flaming teams.
I agree totally.
It's not easy.
And that was, to make the finals is a pass. Got to be. Absolutely.
Sunday Dead Set Legends with KG and Jars. Gents, really quickly, that post-game spray from a very emotional Koshy to Port last night apparently left members absolutely speechless. Now, it has been put out there. We do have it here, but a department Jars knows very well.
What's
our legal team has gotten involved. You should have a frequent, like every fifth call you should get for free. Nonetheless, they're just going over it just to make sure we're not going to step on any toes. But once that gets cleared, we will play that audio here first.
Let's go inside Alberton and talk to Chris Davies, the football manager, the GM of football down at Alberton. He'd be shattered, young Christopher. G'day, Chris. Thanks for your time on Sunday morning.
Good on you, guys.
Chris, the painful... How raw is it now with the players and the coaching staff and the fans? Because it was one that got away, wasn't it?
Yeah, it certainly was. How raw? Well, look, it's been a tough night, hasn't it? Tough night to sleep for any poor person. I had no doubt that when we left the players and coaches last night that they were devastated, and I'm sure they've woken up equally devastated this morning.
Chris, there's been some criticism of the fact that you didn't kick straight and some of your field kicking was ordinary. We accept all that. But one thing that, after watching the game, you can't query was the fact that those blokes had a red-hot crack at the game.
Yeah, there's no doubt that we tried. But ultimately, when this time of the year comes around, Ken, the trying's not enough. And there's no doubt that we had opportunities last night to finish the game better than what we did. So over the off-season, that's got a burn in the gut. There's no doubt about it.
Well, that's got to drive the boys. And what about your power forward, big Charlie Dixon? Didn't he just say, get on my bloody shoulders, I'll take us to the Holy Grail. Wasn't he wonderful?
Yeah, he was outstanding, wasn't he? To start the way that we did which was not great, then to have someone like Charlie who's able to, rev the guys up, not only with his ability to kick goals, but mostly with his pressure around the ball and his attack on the man. So, if you reflect on last night, he was outstanding early on. Obviously, we would have preferred to kick 6-3 rather than 3-6, but the reality is he was one of the ones who got us back in the game.
Exactly. Chris, I've got to ask you this. The free kick to Luke Shuey, how did you see it?
Oh, look, these decisions are made throughout the night, aren't they? There's no point suggesting that they don't make some difference, but at the same time, we had plenty of opportunities throughout the game to be in a better position than we were. So, the AFL have been clear, I think, coming out today suggesting that the decision's right. So, no point from my perspective suggesting anything other.
So, the AFL has come out today and said the call was right.
Well, yeah, as I understand it, yeah.
I watched a different game.
It was a correct decision.
Well,
Christopher, what happens now? As you know, the game doesn't stop for anyone. So do you give the boys a bit of time? Do they start their exit meetings next week? Does Ken need a bit of downtime just to gather his thoughts to start getting ready for next year?
Yeah, I reckon all of the above, Andrew. Obviously, we got a SNFL finals campaign. It's still going. We played Woodville West Torrens this afternoon. We want to make sure that we finish the season off strongly at SNFL level, which we've been really good at all the year. Yeah. So what we'll do is we'll conduct exit interviews with the players who haven't qualified for the SNFL finals over the next few days. But there's no doubt that the players who played last night and the coaches will want to have some time to gather their thoughts as to how these interviews should be conducted. And as I say, we want to win the SNFL flag now.
Chris, have three players because of the qualification system being forced to pull out of today's game? Broadbent and Jackson Trengove and those guys?
Yep.
Yes, and Aaron Young. Those three are out, and Emmanuel Ira, Hewitt, and Laddams come into the team. So they're obviously based on the SNFL's qualification rules, which you know, we understood, but not ideal for Chad Corns to have to change his team around. But you know, as I say, we go into that game today. The West Torrens have been good all year. We've been pretty good at SNFL level, so we want to make sure that we win that game and get into the SNFL Grand Final.
And what about the crowd of 41,000? Was it a little disappointing, Chris?
Yeah, look, I haven't seen the numbers, Ken, but what I do know is that you know the people who were there were outstandingly loud. You know, we can only thank them for their support. They've been fantastic all year, and they certainly, if it was 41 or 42, it certainly made it sound like a significant crowd, which, you know, from our perspective, we're really pleased for.
Very loud.
Now, Chris, I don't want to put you on the spot. We've been inundated with calls here about Koshy's after-match alleged spray. Now, I haven't heard it. I don't know what's been said, but we've had calls from supporters saying that they weren't all that impressed. Now, that's probably putting you on the spot, but I had to ask the question because we're about to play that interview a little later. How was it received? Was it
Post-match spray to the fans or to players?
Players.
Yeah, okay, right. I haven't seen anything online about David spoke to the players after the game, as he normally would after every year. Yeah. The coach speaks to the group and I guess wraps the season up and David, you know, does the same thing. So I think he spoke to the members after that. So from my perspective, Ken, I'm not sure what people are on about there.
Yeah, well, fair enough. Okay, Chris.
You got today to worry about, mate. Thanks for your time, Chrissy.
Good luck today,
Chris.
Good on
you, guys. Good on you. Thanks for your support.
Chris Davies, general manager of the Port Adelaide Footy Club.
He's flat as, isn't he? What's wrong?
Situations like that, Jars, you know better than me. You've been to the coalface. It leaves a scar. It's something that stays with you for a long time.
I still haven't got over 93.
Well, so there you go.
And I haven't got over the premierships I lost with North Adelaide.
Well, there you go. That's the point I'm making.
They hide inside you the rest of your life.
They burn. They burn.
On the AFL website, Port Adelaide Chairman David Koch has questioned whether Port Adelaide did the right thing by going with youth.
Oh, see, Koshy shouldn't get involved in that.
He's come out and ripped him.
Yeah. Well, that's not the territory that David Koch needs to go public with, I don't think. I'm not going to say any more until I hear what Koshy has, in fact, said after the game. Right. But that's Kenny Hinckley's territory.
He's come out he's come out swinging, Koshy.
Well, gee whiz, Jars.
Oh. We've just got the thumbs up from producer Jared out there. Our legal team, Jars's PR, have given us the green light to play the audio from an understandably upset David Koch last night, addressing his disappointment to the boys. Apparently left members absolutely gobsmacked. Ooh. And we're playing it next.
And ladies and gentlemen, we're about to play you a speech that was made by the president of the Port Adelaide Football Club, Mr. David Koch, to a members function post-match last night. Now, to be perfectly honest with you, Jars and
I—we haven't heard it.
We haven't heard it. We've had a run it past our legal fraternity. They've given us the green light to play it. So you and our listeners and me, Jars, are hearing this for the first time. This is what David Koch said to the members' function after the game last night.
I can tell you, the team obviously is absolutely gutted. Kenny didn't hold back. There was no sympathy from Kenny, who said, it's all about execution. It's all about big moments. It's all about finishing, as we know. And when we get that right, we'll be unbeatable. But at the moment, we've got a long way to go. At the last game, I always talk to the playing group, and I must admit I was absolutely lost for words. All I could say was that we as a club are committed to making sure they have the absolute best resources to make them the best players possible. But while we make that commitment, they've got to make a commitment to us.
They've got to make a commitment to play to instructions, to play with composure. And also, we don't want players who are living their dream just by playing AFL footy. We want players who want to win a premiership. And winning a premiership, and if they're not prepared, if they're just playing for us because they love to play AFL, they're not players that we want. And that's the message I said to them. With their end-of-season interviews, they've got to ask themselves that. Because if they're not prepared to win a premiership for this club, we basically don't want them, and let us know, we'll trade them. And to do that, they've got to show commitment to Ken. They've got to show commitment to the process, the systems we train for, and understand they're part of a team. And it's not a one-off, it's not a one-out, and they've got to make the big moments count. Can I just reiterate to you guys, in the big moments, you have counted. Tonight, you did count. We shouldn't have put ourselves in a position that we were going to lose an elimination final on the last kick of extra time. When you look at the scoreboard, we dominated most of that game. We had momentum in the second half. We gave up 5 goals in the first quarter. We can't put ourselves in that position. We played a young side tonight. Jury's out whether we should have. But let me tell you, they learned a bloody lot from tonight. And hopefully it counts for something. They are really hurting, as you are. And I said, you've got 60,000 members hurting as much as you are tonight. Have a think of them and think of all the support that that they've given you during the season. And during the pre-season, still carry that. And during next season, carry that into the finals again and into the last game in September. Again, thank you so much for your support. We can't do much more.
Oh, gee whiz. Gee whiz. That's... of course, David Koch, the president of the Port Adelaide Football Club, speaking to a members' function post-match last night. Interesting comment about the jury's out as to whether we should have played the Young Bucks. The jury's...
But that's not his decision.
No, it's not his decision.
That's the senior coach and the match committee. And...
Exactly, and making the point quite clear that if you're not prepared to play to win a premiership, we'll trade you. I don't know whether that...
He's the president, mate. He's the chairman.
Well, he's entitled to his opinion, but I don't know whether the timing of all that was quite right, Jars, to be honest.
So there you go, family. There you go.
Out on Dead Set Legends, Sunday edition for CMI Toyota. Absolute heartbreaker. And a lot of people saying, was it a free kick? Wasn't it a free kick? I know the conversation's been pretty lively behind the scenes here. Well, Nat Edwards from AFL.com has gotten in contact. This is what she had to say on an official capacity. Gents, this is what happened.
Well, I have spoken to the AFL this morning and the umpiring department has given the tick of approval to the decision. Now, Chris Donlan was the officiating umpire who awarded the free kick to Luke Shuey and against Port Adelaide's Jared Pollack. The second umpire in the vicinity also agreed with the decision. Now, the AFL is stressing that the incident should be viewed in real time and not slow motion. The league says there was no significant dropping of the knees from Luke Shuey. So, a correct decision and the all clear from the AFL.
Well, I watched a different game.
There you go. Well, you obviously did.
Well, obviously, I'm prepared.
Well, the AFL brought in the rule this year.
This year.
Play on is called if the ball carrier, which was Luke Shuey, is responsible for contact via a shrug, arm lift or a duck. Play on. Play on.
So the AFL is clearly saying that he didn't duck, he didn't do anything. It was a legitimate free kick.
Correct. Well, that's what the AFL is saying. You think the umpire got it wrong?
I do. I still do.
With the interpretation.
Yeah, and why were you not watching in slow motion?
Oh, I don't know.
Fair dinkum, honestly. There you go.
I don't know. Just quickly, we played the David Koch, the chairman, post-game. The Twitter family, Lucas Dawson, said, absolutely nothing wrong with what Koshy said. If you aren't in it to win it, go away. Fair call. focus on positives.
Yeah, you can actually hear that on the free catch-up for Dead Set Legends, which is at triplem.com.au and on our free app. Very soon, Mick Godden on the phone talking about this time of year as always. And KG has no option but to answer the questions left, right and centre proposed by Andrew Jarman live on air.
Way I'm going, it could happen today. Fair dig, I'm not laid bat on ball yet.
And you won't either.
I'm just playing and missing. They're going through to the bloody keeper.
That's
in 7 minutes. Two big games in the Sandfield today. Of course, the first semi-final between Nord and the Bulldogs.
No, Sturton. Sturton Bulldogs. Sturton right, Bulldogs. That was last week.
So you get me confused.
No, you're right, mate.
And the late game, of course, Port Adelaide versus Eagles should be a beauty. Yep. And Mickey Godden, the coach of the Eagles, has been good enough to give us a little part of his time. Mick, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Coach. G'day, Charles.
G'day, champ. Sound like you're busy on a Sunday morning picking up kids. You've got to coach a game of football today.
Yeah, I've just been to Harndorf over to watch my son lose the final, which was a bit of a bugger, and now I'm doing kids pick up and drop offs on the way through to Adelaide. So, it's been a busy one.
Exactly. Mick, can I ask your reaction to the three Port Adelaide players that haven't qualified for today's game that were announced in the side?
Yeah, look, KG, it's an awkward one, isn't it? I mean, are the rules, and, you know, if it happens, I guess, from league down to reserves, it's the same rules. So I guess, you know, we know what we're in for. Disappointing for those lads, I suppose. But as I said, it's happened to many players over the years. You know, I've coached players at league level that couldn't drop back. And, you know, it is the rules, and we stick with it.
Mm-hmm. All right. Interesting. So today's a massive. The second semi, you've been there so many times, Mickey. Mentally and physically, is this group ready to go that next level this year?
Yeah, absolutely, Charles. We're, obviously a new group in lots of ways. I think there's 10 or 11 guys that played last year, and then the rest of it's all new. So, they're really excited. We've had a really good build-up. We've battled to get our full team on the park all year, and we are pretty much all fit, apart from Angus Rowntree, who obviously had that devastating ACL injury earlier in the year. But other than that, we're fully fit, and we're really excited to go.
And Paul Stewart coming back into the fray is going to help you too, Mickey.
Yeah, absolutely, KG. He's been a fantastic player for us. He's a great player, has been for a long time. And he settles down our back line, and along with Luke Thompson, Paddy Giafita, our two captains, to really strong defence.
Mickey, what's impressed you about the Magpies under Chatty Corns?
Look, they're pretty relentless. It's a bit the old school, Jars. You know, I think he coaches a bit the old Port Adelaide way, you know, bash and crash. And I think that's sort of what, in the games that they've won and won well, they've been really, really impressive in that area. And you know, last week against Sturt, their first half was outstanding. But, you know, Sturt were really good in that second half. I think that, you know, they could have nearly got there in the end.
Yep.
So, it's going to be a really good battle today.
Mickey, how are you approaching it, and how are you feeling? You've been to the last two grand finals. How are you personally feeling?
I feel really good, Cage, actually. I'd rather be here than not, you know.
Like, exactly.
I know it is disappointing to have been where we've been the last 2 years, but you've got to keep putting your neck out there in life, and, you know, it gets knocked off occasionally, your head, but you just got to go back and go again, and that's what this playing group's been so resilient about. And we'll get our chance, and today is it. And, you know, I feel really confident. I've done everything I can possibly do. The players are in good spirits, and we're fit and healthy.
Beautiful. Mickey, there's football's always about great stories. And young Joey Signor, good Henley boy, number 35 for the Eagles. I've just been reading his story, and I know his younger brother, Paddy, done his knee again this year for the Sharkers, but he deserves his opportunity today, and if you get in the grand final.
Absolutely. Joey is just a great story of resilience and commitment. And, you know, it used to happen a lot in the SNFL where blokes would play 50 to 100 reserves games and wait their chance. But now the world's a bit more impatient. But to Joey's credit, he's stuck in there, and he's got his chance. And he's been one of our best players. You know, he's going to be, I'd imagine, right up in our best and fairest. I reckon he'll poll well in the McGarry. Beautiful. He's had that good a year. So, you know, for him to persist and get his opportunity and stay with the mates that he grew up with, it's a real credit to him.
Mickey, look, thanks for your time. I mean this. I hope it's your year. You've done a fantastic job. But firstly, a new team you've got into the finals this year. So, Mickey, appreciate your time before the game. And good luck.
Good luck, champ.
Good luck, Mickey.
Great. Thank you very much, guys. Appreciate your support.
Geez, a good bloke.
Well, he needs the flag.
Well, he does.
Get the premiership.
And he deserves one too. Like, this is a new team, virtually. Mm. All the players he lost from last year was enormous, but he's done a wonderful job. He's a good bloke.
He's just hung up, but is there another SNFL club chasing his services next year?
Ooh.
Oh. But don't, he's hung up, hasn't he?
Yeah, that's why I didn't ask him the question.
He might still have the radio on, though.
No, it doesn't matter.
No. I'm not going to
say.
So
you're hearing that he may be targeted by another club.
May well be, and why wouldn't you? Why wouldn't you target him? He's a fantastic coach. Look what he's done.
It's just raining bombshells on Dead Set Legends this morning. Next.
The only problem is that they're not exploding in my way.
Next. Jars will ask Cage anything he wants, and he must answer. Has to answer tonight. Live on air. Really quickly, Jars, just have a look on Google.
Yeah, buddy.
Born 14th of Jan, 1966.
Correct.
Height, 177.
No, it's incorrect. 181.
Weight, 91 kg.
That's probably just 91.
That's about accurate.
That's probably just Ted up.
It's true.
I'm ready.
On Triple M's Dead Set Legends.
You don't have to answer that question.
It's Q&A.
I'll answer the question.
The big questions.
You want answers?
The straight answers.
I want the truth.
Port Adelaide skills or that last free kick that Luke Shuey cost Port out of the game last night?
A bit of both, but I still maintain that was not a free kick, that one to Luke Shuey at the dying stage, but a bit of both.
Crows stare down for the national anthem. Was it respectful or disrespectful?
Disrespectful. I didn't like it one little bit.
Has the general public lost interest in cricket?
They have, but I've got no doubt, and I want to make this point, no doubt, the Ashes series coming up in Australia will win the crowd back. No question of that.
What do you honour most in your mother?
Her honesty, her belief, her support and her love for me as a young man.
Will Ange Postecoglou get the sack if we don't make the World Cup
ridiculous.
Final?
Ridiculous. Why would you make a change now, honestly?
Mate, we've got to go the long way now.
I don't care which way we go. You've got to get a new coach in now to take us through the playoffs. That would be ridiculous.
He's lost interest. He's grumpy. I reckon he's checked out.
Oh, who's answering the questions? You and me.
Is tennis player Maria Sharapova bad for tennis?
Not a good look. And the penalty.
She's a drug cheat.
Beg your pardon?
She's a drug cheat.
I'm about to. Excuse me.
Sorry.
And the penalty she received for her allegedly taking drugs was not severe enough. She ought to come down a lot heavier.
Will the AFL ban players wearing black armbands?
No, why would you do that? It's out of respect for. Here we go again. It's something that shows a form of respect, and you want to ban it. You're kidding me. Honestly.
Did you get drunk at the Logies back in 1985?
Yes, I did. In fact, drunk wasn't the word.
Should James Heard present the Norm Smith medal?
Yes, he should.
No, he shouldn't.
Move on now.
No, he shouldn't.
Move on. Bigger than that. Don't have a grudge all the time. Move on.
Is the world heading towards World War III?
Well, I've got to say to you, and I say this very sincerely.
And seriously,
I am frightened for my grandkids. I love them so much, and I fear for what I'm seeing and hearing around the world. It is an absolute... Life is beautiful!
Should the AFL ban Glenn Archer, who punched a runner in a junior footy match?
No. It's been blown out of proportion. Again, give him his punishment and move on.
Is racism still part of our football code?
No, not at all. It's ridiculous even suggested. It's a stupid question.
Should the Crows trade Charlie Cameron?
No. I love him when he puts the afterburner on and floof, away he goes.
When was the last time you went to the Adelaide Botanic Garden?
I haven't been to the Botanic Gardens, I reckon, for about 30 years.
Why not?
Well, just other things are
involved.
What do
you mean? Well, you've got plenty of time there.
It's a beautiful place. I don't want to see flowers and ducks.
But don't you love the flowers
and the ducks. It's a lovely spot, but I'm not into ducks and flowers. I'd sooner go and watch a game of cricket at the Adelaide Oval.
Who would you turn gay or straight for?
Oh, now. Well, I'm not. What? I'm not even going to go there.
Who would you turn gay or straight for?
Well, I'm no. You're not even going to go there. I'm straight as a gun barrel, me.
So no one.
No.
We'll just say that.
I'm staying who I am and what I am. I'm straight.
That'll do.
He got no idea.
Just moving along. I would turn gay. I would turn gay for Mick Jagger. There you go. Because I love the man.
Yeah, KG's speechless.
He was born on my birthday.
Oh, there you go. Well, another reason.
July. Another reason to turn
Triple
gay.
M.
Hey!
Now, Haydo's been with us for a while, hasn't he?
He has.
And very rarely slips up. Well, does he? In fact, he's a wordsmith.
I've only heard him slip up once.
Okay. Well, we finally got him today because he's been away. Where have you been again?
Flew to England for a three-day festival and then back and then Melbourne, Tasmania, right. And then back here.
So you had a bit of a holiday. And while you're away, your ratings came out. You're number one.
Yeah, got lucky there.
9-1. So congratulations.
Thank you.
Take it on board. You're number one in the state.
Well, at the moment.
Okay. But if you keep this up, you won't be number one.
Well, what's going
and you won't be working on Dead Set Legends.
This is what Haydo was trying to talk to us today about, you know, bringing the show in and out.
Who did this?
That's coming your way between now and 12:30, folks.
And very soon, boys, we'll have our catch-up up at triplem.com.au on our free app as well, which will have all the audio uncut.
This is embarrassing.
Down. You've had six chocolates in your mouth.
What I was saying is David Koch gave a speech at the members post-game last night, and it's caused a bit of a spur.
I thought I'm the only one that stuffed up the English language.
Anyway. Oh, jeez.
Come on, buddy. Don't bring that rubbish to this elite show.
Now, when you say, just really quickly, when you say bring rubbish to this elite show, elite show it is. Yeah. Rubbish, yes. Yeah. But I would not be the only person bringing it.
How did I feature that stupid bit of stuff?
What a disgraceful bit of...
Oh, don't you start, Spruken.
We've all got the whack then. It's meant to be Heyday, then me, then you.
I'm going home.
Are we done?
Yeah, we are, mate. Enjoy.
I'm good stuff. I'm Suki Suki La La.
That's all right, mate. You can get the free catch-up on our app, triplem.com.au. We'll see you there.
The Sunday Dead Set Legends. Every Sunday morning from 10 on 104.7 Triple M. Thanks to CMI Toyota.
South Australia's number one Toyota dealer and the home of the 1-hour express service.
Triple M.